Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how do you overcome the not my job culture?
Well, once not my job is uttered in your company, the sales for deadly infection have appeared in your business. This cannot be allowed to continue. I'd like everyone to give these three methods a try for returning your business to a healthy culture once not my job syndrome has been detected.
All right, so what's number one?
Well, number one, simply make some moves. Sometimes people are bought in, but they're just not in the right position. You've got them misplaced. Evaluate your staff skills, look for better job combinations, and sometimes people feel that they are unable to perform instead of confessing that they, you know, fall into the not my job way of thinking.
All right, number two.
Stop allowing this to be acceptable. Mm. Someone in management is either accepting this thinking or demonstrating this thinking. If you have a manager that has a not my job attitude, that will pervade throughout the culture. Make it very clear that this attitude will not be accepted at any level of the business. If it continues, the problem is with leadership, not with the staff.
And finally,
I call this remove the tumor.
Thank you.
A bad culture will bring down a business quicker than customer mistakes. Don't hesitate to remove the cause of the not my job culture, regardless of their position. If the C-level has to go, the C-level has to go. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the organization, protect the foundation of your business, and that is the culture everyone believes is acceptable. So make moves to put people in the proper position. Don't allow this to be accepted, and remove the tumor as soon as you find it.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.